This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
One of our kids' parents, like, I was looking at the sheets or whatever, because, like, they give information about, like, their kids or whatever, so we can know, like, oh, this person, like, when they need to go to the bathroom, they'll say this, or, you know, they like to do this or something, so we get some information on the kids. But there's also a little bit of information on the parents. One of the parents was a year younger than me. I was like, well, hold on, that feels wrong. Like, I feel like I shouldn't be older than these parents, because once that starts happening, I'm really going to feel old.
You're at the having kids age. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to that just a little bit. This is episode 175. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good. It's been an all right day. I almost took a nap, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about it. And then I just didn't. So
no, was it like something that stopped you from taking a nap? You just decided not to take one.
I just decided not to take one because by the time I because I was going to when I got home, then I was up for a little bit and I took the dog on a walk and was eating dinner or whatever. I was like, you know, at this point, there's no point. So I just didn't. I don't know. How have you been?
I've been good. I did take a nap today. It was a short one, probably only about an hour or so, maybe. But no, I've been good. Been busy.
I was gonna say you got some news or something.
Yeah, I got some news. So to all of our listeners, a lot has happened in the past 2 weeks since we didn't have an episode last week. But the day, if you have been listening for any period of time, at least recently, you know that I flew up to Canada on August 27th, the day after my birthday. And the night that I got up here, I proposed to my girlfriend. And so we are now engaged. And with that came a whole bunch of stuff that we had to do. Not had to do, but yeah. Stuff that we ended up doing. So we tried to get done while I was up here. So we got engaged that Friday. We didn't tell her parents until Sunday. So they were a little upset about that. That it took us a couple of days for us to tell them. But, you know, of course, you got to kind of work your way up to it, because we know it's, you know, the relationship started out in an unconventional way and the proposal was in an unconventional way. So we knew that they may have some questions or some reservations about it. But ultimately, you know, they wish us the best, which is all we can really hope for at this point. But so that was that Sunday. I had class that next week. But it was that next Saturday we went and got engagement photos taken. And then that following Tuesday, I met some of our family that lives up here. We went out and they hosted a dinner for us, which was really fun, and they were really nice. But it was a good time. Good.
Yeah, that's always nice, because it's always like nerve-wracking to kind of like meet other people's family.
Absolutely.
So it's always nice when like it all goes well. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But yeah, I'm really happy for you guys. I also wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're lucky you got it on a on video too, so you can like keep it.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough because we both stream. And so we both have our own Discords for our streaming channel. So I went into hers, and we have a mutual friend who is mutual friends with a lot of other streamers and gamers that she normally plays games with. So I went to him probably about two and a half weeks before I came up here. And I said, listen, I feel kind of awkward just hopping into everybody's DMs and like, hey, you want to join a group chat real quick? You know, because I'm not as close to them as she is. So I asked our mutual friend. I was like, hey, can we get everybody in a group chat? Because I want to talk to you all about something. And so he got all of them in a group chat. Find out on Discord, the most people you can have in a group chat is 10 people. Didn't know that was a thing. So we ended up setting a setting up a special server just for this little conversation. And I called it Operation PTQ, for Operation Pop the Question. And so, no, we got everybody in the Discord server. And I basically told him, I said, listen, you know, it's kind of been a rough time for Michelle, because she had been looking for, you know, especially because of the pandemic and everything. And she's up in Canada, you know, kind of distanced from most of her family, distanced from her friends. And so she couldn't really socialize much, like talking about it. And so she kind of turned to video games and turned to gaming, and the friends that she met there kind of, you know, became, she became close to them. And she was having a bit of a rough go with it, because some of the people who she thought were, you know, really good friends turned out to be not. They turned out to be some really, you know, not so great people. So this group of people that she's gaming with now, they're really genuine. They're really generous. They're really supportive. So, you know, I was telling them all this. I was like, I feel like you all have become, you know, very quickly have become a part of not only her life, but my life as well. Because, you know, while she's streaming and I'm modding her stream, I'll, you know, talk to them, and be through her, I've jumped into their streams and, you know, talked to them through chat and everything. So we've come fairly close, all of us. So I was like, I would like for you all to be a part of this. It was actually my cousin's idea for me to propose on stream. My original idea was to propose at the same location where, because when I first came up here to visit in January, I had to stay in quarantine for 14 days. And then we went to sort of, I guess I can't really call it a national park, but like a memorial park type thing, place. Out in Quebec. And so my original plan was to propose there, because that was the first place that we went to together in Canada. And so my cousin suggested doing it on stream, because she was like, you know, that way you'll have video of it and, you know, you'll have an audience. She was like, imagine the views, imagine the clicks, you know, and all this other kind of stuff. But I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. So that whole 2 weeks, I'm checking with Michelle, making sure she's actually gonna stream that Friday, because she could easily say, you know, that's your first day up here. You know, I just want to spend time with you. I don't want to worry about streaming, and, you know, just leave it at that. And then, of course, my plans would have been ruined. But so I just made sure she was going to be streaming that day, and I kept everybody in the Discord server updated. And so when it was time for her to stream that night, she has this, cause she's been getting a lot of G Fuel, which is basically like an energy drink company. So they have, powdered, mix in their tubs. And then they also have like cans of energy drink as well. But so she got the powdered mix and everything. And there was this, special flavor. I don't know if you know Sonic, like the poorly drawn Sonic, character.
Not really.
Well, so she mentioned this one of the weeks where I believe when you went up north and I had Michelle on, she mentioned that G Fuel had a Sonic chili dog flavored G Fuel. She didn't really want the chili dog flavored G Fuel, but she wanted the cup because it was Sonic drawn on the cup. It's just very crudely drawn a Sonic character. It basically looks like a kindergartner trying to draw Sonic. And she fell in love with the cup, so she wanted to get the G Fuel. So she got that. She tried it once on her stream. She said it tasted awful. And so me and all of her chat were giving her all kind of crap for it because when she drank it, she took like a couple sips, but she was like, no, those were gulps. We're like, nah, they really weren't though. So she was like, okay, well, when you get up here, you're going to try it. And so when she started her stream a couple Fridays ago, that was basically the main entertainment for the beginning of the stream. So it was getting me to try the chili dog G Fuel. And so my intentions were, I knew she was going to ask me like for my review of it. Like, how is it? And my response was supposed to be geared toward me telling her how I felt about her and then, you know, transition that into proposing. But first of all, chili dog G Fuel is absolutely awful. It is a horrible, horrible thing that should have never been a flavor. But so I drank it, I chugged it, and so I tried to go into my speech of how I felt about her and trying to transition that into proposing, but chat kept making jokes, and so I'm going through what I'm trying to say, and then I'm stopping to read her chat, and then they're just derailing me every time. So it's like, I'm already at a loss for words, and now I'm getting derailed by her chat. And so it just, I was like, basically, I want to stop making statements, and I want to ask a question. So then I pull out the ring, and I ask her would she marry me, and so, of course, she said yes. But it was so funny because everybody in that chat, they were so convinced that they were giving things away. They thought that they were being obvious, but so Michelle said she didn't know. She had no clue. One of the guys said he even stopped coming to Michelle's streams because he was so afraid that he was going to give it away.
That's funny.
But no, she was completely shocked. She was completely surprised. But yeah, it's been a great time.
That's good. I know, I'm impressed to anyone who, especially in a moment like that, like proposing to someone, could like remember whatever they have like said.
Yeah.
Because I have to go through like my order at like a fast food place in my head over and over again, and I still panic when I get up there, especially if they say something I don't expect.
Right.
So I can't imagine like trying to propose to someone and be like, all right, this is exactly what I want to say, and then you get in front of them and it's like, it's all gone. I don't know. I'm lost. So anyone who even attempts it, like, amazing.
There were a couple of people who asked, they were like, do you know what you're going to say? And I'm like, nah, I feel like, you know, doing a podcast every week, I was like, I'm pretty good at rambling. I'm pretty good at, you know, coming with stuff off the top of my head. I should be good. I shouldn't have to write anything down. Kind of wish I wrote something down. Because afterwards, I told Michelle, I was like, I don't feel like I got any point across that I wanted to. Like, I feel like I didn't say anything of substance that whole time that I was trying to explain how I felt or what it was that I was trying to do.
Just start rambling and then be like, look, I have a question.
Pretty much. That's pretty much
how
it went.
You gotta end up in the kitchen first and then you gotta...
Gotta talk about anime a little bit.
And then suddenly be like, hey, you know what?
Right.
I just remembered, I have a question.
I got a question for you.
Exactly. See, that's why we're prepared, because we're all over the place.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm glad it went over well and everything. And yeah, you are. It's great that you have it on film or whatever. I could post it and stuff. I ended up sending the link to my friend because I was like, oh, look, like the person I do the podcast with and like his girlfriend, they got engaged. And she's like, oh my God, that's so cute. She's like, I love how they did it. Got a thumbs up for my friend.
That's awesome.
But yeah, well, now I think you're officially old. You're engaged.
Is that
more so than before? Yeah.
Is that what was stopping you from becoming old?
Being engaged. I think that's really where you hit like a thing of like, like, all right, now you're getting over that like being engaged part.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to get so much to get up to it. And then, man, once you're there, it's just like, except for the people who get like engaged at 18 or something, or even before that, or get married at 18 or something. It's like, you guys are doing it like, you're too ahead of yourselves. You have to relax a little bit.
All right.
Because you have to be old, and you can't be old at 18.
Yeah, you can't. No, and I, because the first time I got married, I was 22. Yeah, I was 22. It's probably a week and a half before my 23rd birthday. But yeah, I, you know, in retrospect, I was definitely too young. I was not ready for that. That was something I was not prepared for. So yes, my advice to anyone, you know, you can absolutely be in love with the person that you're with, but there's nothing wrong with waiting a little while.
Yeah, there's no point in rushing it because, you know, like, I don't know, there's just no point. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, you know, you don't have to be engaged. You don't have to get married. And if you want to, you don't have to be like, oh, man, we've been dating for like 6 months.
Right. Like, it's like we have to. Yeah, we have to hit these certain milestones. We have to make the, you know, these big moves. And like, because even if you've been in a relationship for years, you know, there's nothing that says that you have to, you know, get engaged or you have to get married or even that you have to move in with each other. You know, it's all about what's comfortable for you and what's comfortable in your relationship. You know, I know society's put these pressures on people. Oh, you need to be married by this age. You need to own a house by this age, you need to have children by this age, and it's like none of that stuff applies anymore, you know. None of that stuff is important, you know, to everyone. You know, there's some people who don't want to get married, there are people who don't want to have kids, there's some people who don't want to be in a relationship, you know. And that's totally fine, you know, whatever is best for you, whatever is best for your happiness and your well-being, you know, you follow your heart.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want to get married or engaged really early on in your adult life, I mean, you do you, but you just don't have to. Like, right. Don't feel like you have to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, you're a double old now.
Yeah, I'm double old. This made my second go at it.
How old is Michelle?
She is a year older than you. She's 26. Old now too. I'll let her know. I'll let her know that you have declared her old.
I forget. I always say I'm old because it's just oldest I've been. I am old.
Yeah.
And I'm the oldest, like, kid when it comes to, like, me and my siblings and stuff. So I feel especially old, especially as I watch them get older. I'm like, man. And there was something before where it's like, one of our kids' parents, like, I was looking at the sheets or whatever, because, like, they give information about, like, their kids or whatever, so we can know, like, oh, this person, like, when they need to go to the bathroom, they'll say this, or, you know, they like to do this or something, so we get some information on the kids, but there's also a little bit of information on the parents. One of the parents was a year younger than me, and I was like, well, hold on, that feels wrong. Like, I feel like I shouldn't be older than these parents, because once that starts happening, I'm really gonna feel old.
You're at the having kids age.
Yeah, like, what the heck? I've never seen that before. It shouldn't be possible. I know it is possible, because by the time my parents were this age, they already had me. Well, like, I was a few years old already.
Yeah.
So, like, but still, I don't know. It just feels weird. It's just one of those things, you know?
Yeah, I think by the time my mom was your age, she already had two kids. Yeah, because she had me when she was 24.
See? But then versus, like when my parents were my age, they had me and, I don't know, I'm not even about to try and think of exactly what the age difference would be, like, who was whatever, but that'd be too much math. But, you know, I, at this point, would already have been at least a few years old. Probably at least five, older than five.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents were 25. And then there's my friend's mom, who, like, she didn't have her until she was in her 30s.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's different for that. So that's why, like, her mom graduated high school the year that my dad was born.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the age difference between her mom and my parents.
Yeah.
So quite different.
But you and your friend are close, like, to the same age. Yeah.
Yeah. We're only a few months apart. But yeah. Anyway, we're old.
yeah, we're old. But yeah, so okay, I have a question for you. What is something that you do, it may or may not be regularly, but just what is something that you do that you would like to be better at?
That's a good question. Also, as a side note, that's the way you should ask the show. You should just be like, all right. So
yeah, just whenever there's a lull in conversation, you're like, yeah, okay, so I have a question for you.
Darn, retrospect. let's see. What do you got while I think?
So for me, I know one thing that I would like to become better at is I'd like to become better at streaming. I know that I've taken a little bit of a break from streaming for right now, but there are constantly like new little tricks and stuff that I see other people do that I want to try to incorporate into my streams. You know, more than just visual stuff, because, you know, all the, like, the alerts and the sounds and the GIFs flying across the screen, those are all, you know, good and great and everything. But I feel like just being better at the technical part of it, because just about every time I stream, there's always some kind of technical issue. The mic's not working, you know, the game is being, you know, laggy, or I'm losing or dropping frames. The internet is always going out. You know, that's not something that I could do anything about, but, you know, I want to be a better streamer. I want to at least be in a position to where I'm, you know, I'm done with the stream and I'm happy about the way the stream went. There are some streams that happens. There are some streams where I've, you know, found a really good game. I'm having fun playing with the game. I have a decent number of people in the chat to where I can actually have some interaction throughout the game. The internet holds up, you know, at least for the most part. And those are the streams that I like having. I like to be able to finish a stream and be happy about what it was that I just did. And I think that I'm getting closer to that now that I have a more powerful laptop. Because I know with my MacBook, it could only do so much. You know, I can only stream up to a certain quality. You know, definitely couldn't play any computer games and try streaming at the same time. But I think that now with this laptop, I can sort of get into newer things. I found a bunch of different games on Steam. I've been playing more PC games than I console. I can't even remember the last time I turned on my Xbox, you know, to play an Xbox game, especially because a lot of the games that are on Game Pass for Xbox, they also have PC versions of them. So whenever I want to download something on Game Pass, I've just been doing it on the PC instead of downloading it on my Xbox. But it's just like little things, like where I'll watch Ray's streams, especially now that he's been doing a lot of collaboration streams with Chilled and Z Royal Viking and Cheesy and Platy and all of them. And one of the things that I noticed is that he has like a little Discord overlay. So when, you know, whenever somebody's talking there, you know, their image comes up and it shows on the screen who's talking. And so, that's pretty cool. And I looked into that. You know, even though I don't play a lot of co-op games, or some of the ones that I do play, it's not necessarily, I don't necessarily need to be in Discord or have voice chat or anything like that. So I haven't really been able to use it a lot, but I do have it now. So just in case. But yeah, it's just like little things like that where I just want to be able to improve the quality of my stream. So, you know, not only am I more satisfied with what I'm doing, but at least, you know, hopefully the people who are watching it can enjoy it a little bit more as well.
Yeah, understandable. I know that thing with Ray too is really nice, because like, I know Chilled. I watched him on YouTube way back when. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I know Ray. But, like, when he plays with, like, Cheesy or Platy or anything, like, I don't really know them. Yeah. Especially if he's playing with, like, both of them. So to have that overlay to be able to, like, match the voice to a name is actually really nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah, I've got a couple that I thought of that I had to write down so I'd remember. is remembering one. I'd like to get
better at remembering. I think, yeah, I think both of us could stand that, be a little bit better at remembering.
but, like, I'll probably say this till the day I die. Korean, because obviously, like, I mean, that's just something that I just have to study more.
Yeah.
And I just don't. So, I mean, that's totally just not me. I just need to study more. Like, it's crazy where sometimes, like, on TikTok or something, like, I'll come across people who are also learning Korean or whatever, and they'll be like, there was this one who was talking to someone through, it was some sort of, like, app on, like, the computer or whatever, where you could talk to someone from, like, your, somewhere where, like, your target language or whatever. I've seen an app like that on the phone before, like HelloTalk. So I don't know if this is the same thing or if it's something different, but like, so it was this person who was randomly generated, like talking to some other person or whatever. And the guy was in Korea, or at least like Korean was his first language. And the person who was talking, I forget what their first language was, but obviously it wasn't Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just perfectly talking to this dude in Korean. And like, he kept complimenting, you know, they're Korean and being like, oh, like, you sound so good. Like, what the heck? And they're like, no, it's like, I'm still a beginner. This is just simple conversation. And the dude's like, it's not. And like, you know, I mean, to someone who is learning the language, they're probably like, oh, this is just simple. Like, I can respond. Like, you say something and I can respond. But like, if we were just talking about everyday things all the time, I might not be able to.
Yeah.
But to someone who's like, you know, like, you're learning my language and you sound like this, like, good job. And they were like, I don't remember how long they had been learning Korean, but I think technically it was like not as long as I have been. But my problem is I just don't do it enough. I don't keep up with it. Where technically I think I've been learning Korean for at least 4 or 5 years. But so I should be pretty well off. Like, I should be able to converse in Korean, but I absolutely cannot because I don't keep up with my studies at all. So, like, and I don't, it's hard for me to retain things too, which is also why I need to keep up on it, which is mm-hmm. also why I tell my friend that she needs to keep up on it so that I can keep up on it so we could start talking to each other and going off of each other. But both have that problem of just, we just don't keep up on it, and then we're also too shy to like get an app like that to talk to someone like that.
Yeah.
So that's something that I just really want to like work on more, and I always say I will, and then there are times where I do, where sometimes I'll go back to it for like even like a month or something, and I'll get really back into it, and then suddenly I'm off again for another like year or something, you know. But
yeah,
there's that. I've always wanted to draw. And I don't really do it. I do have a sketchbook that, like, I bought maybe 2 years ago. and I think it's got, like, 5 pages in it that I've used. And it's just every now and then when I remember I have a sketchbook and grab it. And then I just try and fill up one page, and then I'll put, like, the date in the corner. Because they say, like, even just drawing, like, simple things or whatever, just to kind of get used to it, is how you can, like, start off. But, again, it's just something I don't keep up on.
Yeah.
And then I always wanted to, like, well, back in the day, before streaming was really a thing, I always wanted to, like, do YouTube. And then when streaming became more a thing, I wanted to do that. But right now, I literally do not have, like, the technology to be able to do it.
Right.
So that is something that if I had a better computer and stuff, I would like to try to do again. And then I would be in the like same boat I was before of like, I don't know anything. So it'd be very simple and stuff. But someday maybe try that again. And then cooking is the last one. Because,
yeah,
you know, I don't really cook too many new things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really look up too many new recipes, or sometimes if my mom makes something, I'll ask her. And she's really like, So I had to like, I kind of just go off of like, I try, it's that thing, I try to remember what she says, but it's always like, I don't know, I throw some of this in, and then I don't know, I just kind of put these things in, I don't know. Like, she always sounds so unsure of herself. I'm like, Mom, it's good. Like, relax, yeah. I'm not making this for like a party, it's just for me. It's okay. You can tell me how you made it. Like, because she said she's always so, like, she always feels like she's still a bad cook. She like, she's like, I feel like I don't cook well, and I always get nervous when like other people like eat my cooking and stuff. Like, you know, like my uncle was over, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, because, you know, it's my dad's brother or whatever. So they were like talking in the kitchen, and Mom was making dinner, and she's like, you know, like, you could stay for dinner if you don't have anything going on. He's like, yeah, okay. And she's like, I, you know, just other people eating my cooking makes me really nervous. But I'm like, it tastes good. Like, you're fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, understandable. It's just something she's nervous about.
Yeah.
And I would like to, you know, my grandma's a really good cook. My mom's a good cook. And I want to do that just, you know, like, for myself. And then, you know, just to be able to eat good things. And if I do have someone over, like, even if, like, if sometime in the future, if like my parents or my siblings or someone came to visit or something, I could be like, I could make them good food, and now like, oh, here's spaghetti. The easiest thing in the world to make, right. You know?
Yeah.
And I want to branch out more, and like, you know, like, I like Korean food, and I've never really had Japanese food, because like every place I've ever seen that's really Japanese is sushi, and I don't like sushi.
Right.
Because I don't like fish and stuff. So I've never really had Japanese food, but I've always wanted to try it. And sometimes at these Korean places, they have some. And but I don't know. I don't think we've ever really tried any still. Because we've only gone to, like, that one Korean place around here a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I remember looking online before that they had, like, Japanese stuff. And I was like, oh, like, this is something I've always wanted to try. But then I remember getting there, and, like, on the menu in person, they, like, didn't have it. And I was like, wait, hold on. but, you know, so, like, I want to be able to, like, look up recipes like that online. Something that, obviously, like, my family's not Asian at all. So I've never, like, don't cook it. So I don't know how to cook it.
Yeah.
Be able to try that kind of stuff and cook it. Like, the watermelon noodles, you know, that's really easy. It's just putting a bunch of stuff in a blender, cooking noodles and putting it together. So that's super easy. It's not anything complicated. But like, that's really good.
Until you find a bone in a watermelon.
Dude, that makes sense. I think about that every now and then. This is so crazy. yeah, that's why I want to get better at cooking, so I don't find bones in my watermelon. Sometimes you gotta be careful. There could be a stray bone in a watermelon sometime. But you know, that's always something that I think about wanting to get better. And I think I've mentioned that a few times before too.
Yeah.
Again, it's just something that I just don't, I'm like, I want to, and I just don't keep up on it. I don't look up new recipes or like, you know, I'm just like, oh, you know, well, a lot of my go-to is I don't want to make anything, or like, I just want something quick.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, so I end up, most of the time, I just do frozen meals. Plus, it's easier for me, because I forget I have, like, food that needs to be, like, cooked.
Right.
And then it goes bad. So, a lot of times, I do just do frozen meals, because it's easier, and I don't have to worry about it going bad. And when I do meals, it's something easy, like I've made chicken parmesan, or, like, spaghetti, or there's, like, this one chicken with peppers and onions that I make, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's simple stuff.
Yeah.
So sometime, like, my friend's really good at cooking, compared to like me. And I'm like, man, like, I would like to be able to cook for you sometime. Like, I feel like you always cook for me, and I right. never cook for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's plenty of things that like I would like to get better at in the future, that I just need to go down and do it.
Yeah.
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah. Now, I'm definitely with you on the cooking part, because I feel like I only maybe four or five things that I cook regularly. Like you said, spaghetti, I make red beans and rice. I can make lasagna. I don't remember. Because lasagna is like a family dish. There's really not a way to make lasagna. I mean, there is a way to make lasagna for one person, but, you know, who wants to just go through that? But I think the thing that keeps me from looking up new recipes to try is just that, because I'm never certain what it is that I want to try, because I never really have a taste for anything specific. So it's never, oh, I want to look up a recipe for this exact dish.
So, I just have to stumble across recipes.
Right. And then you see they're like, oh, this looks interesting. Well, this looks like it'll be good. And then you go from there. What I've been wanting to do, and I've been wanting to do this for a while, is do one of those food services, like a meal delivery service, like HelloFresh or whatever. Not sponsored, by the way. But I feel like, because they have the meals for you, and they come with the recipe cards on how to prepare the meals. So I feel like if I at least have that, it takes the decision out of my hands on exactly what I'm going to have. So at least I can take and see if I like that. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll hold on to this recipe card. And if I want to make this somewhere, you know, down the line in the future, I'll have the recipe card for it. But, you know, those things are a little pricey, so I haven't dove into that yet.
Yeah, that's something that, like, I've also thought of, but it's like, you know, I feel like I should have, like, one other person at least. Like, instead of just doing it for just myself. But yeah, I think my grandma might have done some. I'll have to ask her and see what recipe cards she has. Maybe I could just take pictures and send it to you. Because I think she's done it before, at least a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, any of those I've always, it's like, that would be, like, it's kind of the same as, like, it's the same idea, like you said, as, like, a frozen meal, where it's like, you don't really have to put too much effort into at least thinking about it and then going and buying the groceries yourself and making sure you have everything.
And, especially, you know, with the right measurements and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, here you go. It's like, awesome. Now I can just worry about making it. I don't have to worry about all the other stuff. Because I know I do that all the time when I do find, like, even still when I make watermelon noodles, like, for the most part, if I'm just sitting here or whatever, I can kind of remember what goes into it. Like, all right, this, but I always have to check and make sure I'm not missing anything. And when I do make it, I always have to check and make sure, like, what the right measurements are. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, things like that where still sometimes if I'm at the store, it's like, all right, like, I still have to pull it up and be like, what do I need? And even just normal grocery shopping, sometimes I'll go along and I'll be like, oh, cool, I want... And if it's something simple, like, oh, I want these chicken nuggets, or, oh, I want this... chips, and then it's like, well, if I get these chips, then I need this dip, which is somewhere I already passed, or if I get this chicken, I need ketchup or barbecue sauce, which I already passed. So, and then I have to just do a lot of backtracking. And I do it a lot on any sort of list, because my lists are never like, like, my grandma is smart. She always puts her list in, like, okay, the fruits go over on this side, and the veggies go on this side, and you know, like, every stuff goes on this side. Like, she organizes it by, like, where, what the stuff is. So when she's like, all right, I'm in the dairy section, what do I need from this section?
Yeah.
I'm not that smart. I just put everything, everything I need into one solid list from, like, when I think of it.
Right.
Sometimes I don't even make a list. I just show up and I'm like, hmm.
What did I need?
With, like, five packs of tampons. Do I have any? I don't remember. So my, you know, shopping strategy's not the best.
It could use a little work.
A little bit. But, you know, that's why sometimes, especially shopping for a recipe, can be hard, because then I'm stupid and I have to do a lot of backtracking. I just wander all the way throughout the store. But, you know, whatever. All right, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So, I think we've talked about something similar before, and maybe we've talked about this. But, like, when it comes to silence or background noise, like, which do you prefer? Because I found out one of my sisters the other day, she's like, I can't, like, because I said if I'm doing homework or something, like, I would always listen to Or when I'd be like writing, I would use usually video game music, usually the Zelda soundtracks, because I love the Zelda games. I love the Zelda music.
Mm-hmm.
And the soundtracks, you know, are like hours long. So it's like, cool, just like throw that on. And, you know, they say like video game music's supposed to help you focus or whatever. I don't know. But plus, I like that kind of music. So, and my other sister was like, yeah, I would always put on classical music, like Beethoven and stuff. And then my other sister was like, I can't. If I'm doing homework or I have to focus, I can't have sound. Like, I have to have silence. I was like, what the heck? Silence? I'm like, I can never have silence, like, ever. Like, depending on what I'm doing, I need certain sounds. Like, at night, I have ASMR playing, like, as I'm trying to go to sleep. If I need to pay attention, then, you know, I'll put on that, like, video game music. Or if I'm, like, a lot of times I'll be on my phone even while I have something playing, but if I'm paying attention to what's playing along with being on my phone, like sometimes if I'm on my coloring app or something, I will turn on, like sometimes I'll have Ray on. Like lately I've been watching his Pokemon Unbound series, so I've had that on a lot. Or I'll turn on like True Crime, or there's this one YouTube channel I like called Fascinating Horror. You know, or sometimes it's not really music if I'm like paying. I guess sometimes, because I like to sing along to my music a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I'm doing something that I don't have to read, then I'll turn on music. If I have to read, then I can't have music on. Like music with words. But if I just need something on just for sound and I'm not paying attention to it at all, then I'll usually turn on like music, or sometimes Ray if it's something like I've already seen. Or like streams. Like right now I have Jeremy's stream muted, but I have it on. Like sometimes, hit my bot filter. Sometimes I like to have like those streams, or like if Matt's streaming or something, or, you know, I'll have it on just for like, I'm not really paying attention to it because I'm doing whatever else, but
yeah,
it's there for sound. I can't deal with like silence. So like, what about you?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely that way. Especially back when we were working in the office, being in such close quarters with other people, I had to have some, if I was like working on something on my computer, like I had to have my focus into what it was that I was doing. I had to have some kind of music, or I think I listened to more podcasts when I was working in an office than ever before. That's probably why I'm subscribed to so many now. It was back when I was, you know, working at my desk, but I had to have something else in my head than the thousands of noises that was surrounding me in the office. You know, people are answering phones, there's side conversations going on, you know, people walking up and down the halls. It's just, it's too distracting. Couldn't focus. But yeah, no, that translates even to when I'm at home. And if I'm doing something, if I'm washing the dishes, I need to have something. It's so funny because I have, I don't know if you've seen the advertisement on social media. It's a company called Oh Snap. And they make, they're like an alternative to pop sockets. I was trying to see how I could explain it. But they make little devices that you attach to the back of your phone. And you can sort of slip your fingers through it to hold it like a pop socket. But you can also transition it to like a kickstand, to where you can set up your phone. Like if you're watching a video and your phone is like on a table in front of you or whatever. But the grip or whatever you want to call it, it's magnetic. And so my sink is right next to my stove. And so there's a metal hood over the stove. So when I'm washing dishes, I'll just take my phone and I'll magnetically stick it to the hood over the stove. And then I'll just like play YouTube, or, you know, play a Achievement Hunter video or something like that, so I can watch it while I'm washing dishes. But, you know, I'm almost always listening to something because I can't. And it's funny to say it, but I can't focus on something without having something else going on. Because I think what it is that if I don't have something else to focus on other than, like, say, for instance, the work that I'm supposed to be focusing on, my mind starts to wander. And once my mind starts wandering, then I get distracted and I'm not paying attention to my work anymore. So it's like I need some type of music. I need a video, like you said, because I'll have a stream going and just to be able to hear something else, I guess. I don't know. I feel like explaining it makes it sound ridiculous because it's like you need something to focus on sound wise. You can listen to people having a conversation, but you can't listen to conversations in the office because it'll be too distracting from your work. But you can listen to people in your ear and they have a conversation. Yeah. I don't know why it makes sense, but it does.
Yeah. Because I understand because I'm the same way, but yeah, it does sound really untrue and stupid when you say it out loud like that.
It's like, you can work focusing on these sounds, but you can't work focusing on these other sounds.
I chose these sounds, right. So they're okay.
That's what it is. It's a matter of choice. I'm choosing what I'm listening to versus being forced to listen to something else.
I guess, yeah. That's the only way that it really makes sense. It's like, I need to choose to have this on.
Yeah. But no, it's like, especially when it's, when it comes to me, like, going to sleep, I need some kind of white noise or something, whether, you know, a fan going or the sound of rainstorms or, you know, if I'll put on an old one of Jeremy's streams or old one of Ray's streams or Achievement Hunter videos that I've seen, you know, a million times before, something that, you know, I'm not invested in watching, so it won't keep me up. So, but I'll just have it playing in the background so I can fall asleep.
Yeah. That's why, like, a lot of times I like to watch, that's another one, is Game Grumps, like, either comps or, like, sometimes I'll go back and, like, rewatch the whole series if it's been a while, if it's a series I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, comps are good ones for, like super good for background noise because it's a thing I've already watched all the way through, usually multiple times, you know, it just shows, like, the really funny moments of whoever this person chose, you know, like, they thought these moments were funny, and it's like, yeah. And they're usually at least, like, an hour or so because their series are long and, you know. So those are great for, like, background noise, especially when I'm not really paying attention, because every time I tune in, it's like, oh, that's funny, but I can't listen to those when I'm going to sleep, because even though I've seen them and stuff, there's something about when I'm going to sleep that I'm like, well, since I'm not doing anything else except for trying to sleep, now I feel like I have to watch it.
Yeah.
Which prevents me from going to sleep.
Right.
So, like, if I'm sitting here on my phone or coloring or doing anything else, perfectly fine. I don't have to look at it. As soon as I'm laying down on my bed with only the intention of sleep and I'm not on my phone anymore, I have to watch it.
Yeah.
I can't just do the audio. So those don't work for me when it comes to going to sleep. That's why I have to listen to, like, straight up ASMR. But a lot of people use, like, white noise. Usually it'll be like a fan. My friend and one of my coworkers, they have their fans on, like, year round when they go to bed, just mostly for the background noise. Like, during the summer, you know, they use it as, like, a fan.
Right.
But a lot of times during, like, winter and stuff, and you don't really need it, they're just like, I need the background noise.
Yeah.
My friend's one of those people that, like, she has to sleep in, like, total darkness and, like, silence, except for, like, the sound of a fan.
That would drive me insane. Like, the darkness I'm fine with. Don't necessarily need a light source or, like, I need a TV or something on, but the silence would, I would literally be, I would be laying on my back in the dark, in the silence, just eyes wide open, just staring at nothingness.
It's like, her and her mom are opposite, because her mom, she doesn't need, like, total, like black, you know, no light or anything, but she always puts on TV shows, like, on her phone or whatever, like, it's, like, connected to her Bluetooth speaker, but, like, they go on until you turn them off, so they will go off, like, they're on all night, like a normal TV is, and it's, like, the videos I watch are, like, an hour or something, and so, you know, I fall asleep while it's on, and obviously it ends up only lasting however long the video's on, and then it's done, so, like, when I get up, you know, like, it's been off for hours. Like, I don't know how she could sleep with, like, people talking, like, a TV show going all night long. Like, I used to wake up, and if I had, like, because some ASMR videos, like, when I first started watching them or whatever, sometimes it'd be, like, an 8-hour rain noise or something. and I'd put it on, and then if I woke up and it was still on, I'd get annoyed and have to turn it off. Like if I woke up in the middle of the night or something after already falling asleep once, I don't know, it would just annoy me, so I'd have to turn it off. So I don't know, that's just like weird that she does that. But I have to have like now I can't like sleep without ASMR. It just feels too like silent. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scared of the dark. So I have to have like some sort of light. Like in my room, I just use my alarm clock's kind of bright. So that's good enough for me. Like I don't have to have like a light on, but like I can also sleep if there is like a light on. Like if my room was on, I could still sleep. My friend could not. So that's why when I do go stay at her house, it's like, well, I always have to put in headphones so I can listen to ASMR. And also I hate the sound of like people like deep breathing or snoring.
Oh yeah.
That
awakened repressive memory in my head. Oh God.
Oh, do tell.
When I was the last time, was it the last time? Yeah, I think it was the last time that I was a guardian at RTX. Because hotels in downtown Austin are expensive. And I think because normally RTX is on 4th of July weekend. So, of course, it's a holiday weekend, downtown, in a major metropolitan city. Hotels are like $200-something a night. So what a lot of the guardians would do is they'll book rooms together, group rooms, and just split the cost by having many people in the room. And so I was sharing a room with a group of guardians. And so I'm sharing a bed with this guy. And God, he snored so loud. I think it was five of us in a room, and three out of five people, at least that I know of, snored like ridiculously loud. I was like, oh no. it was rough.
See, for me it doesn't matter too much because I already room with my friend who she doesn't even like snore or anything. I don't even really know if she breathes at night. Not breathes, but like deep breathes, like that annoying.
So but she goes to sleep and she just goes into a coma.
Just for the night. But like, you know, so I just always put headphones in. I started that maybe sometime while we were up north, like one year up north or whatever, and I do it every year up north because I'm sleeping with like in the same small vicinity as my whole immediate family plus my grandma.
Right.
And then I think that's when it first started. Whenever I'm sleeping like in the same room as literally anyone else, I wear headphones. So to me, I'm already used to doing that when like, so if I was rooming with other people, I'd already be prepared with headphones and stuff. So that's kind of nice, but then it does suck sleeping with headphones in, especially for an extended period of time, because I use like earbuds, you know, and they hurt.
Right, if you lay on them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, I don't know. It sucks. So
yeah,
I try not to, but if I'm with someone somewhere, like whether it's up north or if I'm staying at my friend's house or my friend and I go on a trip or anything, then I have to because otherwise I would just be, I get this, like, it's like that, the thing, the misophonia thing. Like, I just get so angry when, like, I hear that sound because I hate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't sleep, and I just focus on it, and I'm just so mad. So I'm like, I have to sleep with headphones. So I have to be in pain. But luckily, it's never longer than, like, a week. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't think I could handle longer than that. I'd be like, all right, we need, like, some sort of, like, break, or I need to, like, take a nap during the day or something so I can get some sleep.
Yeah. But no, because I'm kind of like that too in certain situations where I'll sleep with earbuds in. And so I've found, and you know, of course it's crazy how social media knows exactly what you're looking for. So they start gearing ads towards, what you want. But no, I saw that there are these, wireless headphones that are in a headband. So
yes, I've seen those forever and I always forget about them.
I think I thought I might have added it to my wish list on Amazon, but now I'm thinking about it. I just added some other stuff on it. I don't remember seeing it. But I remember I was looking at it for sure. It's a potentially get at some point. But I feel like that's like, it's perfect for that type of situation to where, you know, I don't know how like thick the headphones are within the headband, so that way if you're like laying on your side, if it's going well, at least it's not something that's directly in your ear that's gonna like cause you pain or anything.
Kind of hurt the outside of the ear, but it probably wouldn't be as bad as like how they are inside the ear.
Yeah,
and they don't something that doesn't even have to be like great quality if it's just something that you just need to be able to sleep with.
But. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I've gotten ads for those too within, I don't know, the past years. Like I've seen them before a couple times, and every time I like take a screenshot, like, oh man, gotta look into that. And I never do because I always forget because I'm stupid. So, like, there's so many things I want to look into right now that I don't. I was like, okay, I have to look up the BNH. I'm going to write this list right now. To look up the BNHA movie, when those tickets go on sale, how much they are, and where it is, like around here. I have to look up split dye. I'm thinking of doing split dye with like next time I dye my hair. So I have to look up colors that look good together and stuff. So to look up split dye. And now I have to look up those wireless headphone things. So it's on my list. I've got three things now. What else do I need to remember? Who knows? But those two have been, it's been days. Like every time I'll see like someone on TikTok who's got like split time, like, and I said to my friend, I'm like, fuck, I need to look that up. Like, it's not even important. It's not like I have like a scheduled hair appointment or anything. It's just, I want to have an idea.
Yeah.
You know, I also need to do tattoo stuff.
Right.
I need to look up fonts for the tattoo still. But it's just stuff that I just, it's stuff I want. I just forget.
Yeah, it's a struggle. It's a real struggle.
It is. It's here. Four things on this list.
You just got to remember to refer to the list.
It's right now. I will do the BNHA movie after the podcast for sure. I'll look that up because I was just talking to my friend about it earlier. Because I think it comes out at the end of October. Oh my god, dude. Okay, so yesterday. Or maybe it was the day before. It was yesterday. I was sitting right here at my desk, which is pretty close to my front door. I mean, like, it's the opposite. Like, my couch is over there. On, like, the other side of my house. Because this room is like a... I don't know what this would be like. That's the living room over there, and that's the dining room. This would be like, I don't know, this is where when my great grandma Duta lived here, she had her TV here. Like, this is kind of, I don't know.
We so call kind of it like a theater room. Like a family room, maybe?
That's pretty much like it's just essentially another living room, but like a little smaller, and it's off the living room, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's on the other side of like the door. So either way, even if I was on my couch, I'd still be close to the door. But like I was right here and I saw the mailman walk up. Well, actually, I didn't. I heard the beeping from, like when they scan packages or whatever, you know, if they have a tracking number. And so I was like, huh, I wonder if, like, I'm getting a package. And there was no knock or anything. And like, I don't know, 30 seconds or something. And then I saw the dude, like, walk away. And I was like, did he leave a slip that said, like, I wasn't here? Because I'm right here. So I waited to watch him go down like a couple houses or whatever, and I opened my door. Sure enough, there's a slip that's like, sign, like, you need to sign for this. You weren't home. Sorry we missed you. I was like, I was right here! You didn't know anything! So I waited until the dude came around to like, on the other side of the street, you know, before he gets back to his car, and I stopped him. I was like, please?
I'm here.
Why? Like, you didn't even knock. I do have, like, a doorbell that no one ever rings. It doesn't work. But, like, no one ever rings it. So I forget that it's even, like, technically there.
Yeah.
Because usually people just knock. Or you would think that if someone did ring it and no one answered, you would think to maybe at least knock to try.
Right.
So don't know if he even tried to do that. I don't. That's like the benefit of the doubt if he tried to ring the
doorbell. He might have just walked up to the house like, ah, there's no car here. I'll just go ahead. They're not home.
Yeah. That's my guess is what he did. So, but he's like, oh, yeah. And I was wearing a skirt with one of my BNHA shirts. He's like, oh, I like your shirt. I was like, oh, thanks. He's like, oh, you heard about the movie coming out? I was like, this dude, now he's copying under my shirt. He's talking about the movie. He likes BNHA, but he tried to not give me my package. What the heck? But anyway, yeah, I forgot that happened. I wanted to mention the BNHA movie reminded me because he brought it up too. But I think it comes out at the end of October or something.
Okay.
That's what I saw. I'd have to look it up again, but
yeah.
Anyway, see, going off on a tangent.
It happens.
Gotta take a drink.
But to any of our listeners, if you want to join in a conversation on any of the questions that we asked this week's episode, you can easily do that by finding us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the center of the page. You can click that, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways on social media, you can reach out to us. You can ask us questions. You can leave us comments. You can join in on any of the conversations that we've had today. Or if you want to forego social media, you can still get in touch with us by emailing us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with the show every week when we post a new episode, you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon Music Podcast, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you name it. There is a good chance that we are listed there. Just search for the Spider Bites Podcast and just follow us on whichever streaming service you decide to use. But if you do decide to use one of those streaming services, we ask if you can, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. The ratings will help us show up on those podcast charts, so that way when new people are looking for a podcast to listen to, they'll be more likely to see our show listed there. So we have new listeners. You have a new person in the community to have conversations with about the show. But the reviews, they help us because it lets us know what you think about the show, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, the things you want to hear more of, the things you want to hear less of. But we take those reviews, we see what you say, what you think about the show, we talk about it, we change some things up, and that way we can deliver a better quality show for you. But if you don't want to use any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show by going on our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from the browser wherever you have internet access, whether you're on a laptop, a PC, phone, or a tablet. You just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. And if you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, as well as all of the links to everything else that I just mentioned.
So last time that we had done the podcast early, you had to go pick up like a toothbrush and stuff. How'd that go? Did you make
it? Oh, yeah. So you didn't hear the end of that. So you know that that entire day was ridiculously crazy with everything I had to run and do. So so I had a whole issue with the order being delayed and having to call Walgreens and try to get the status on it. And the woman that answered the phone was a little snippy with me. She was like, well, we've been busy, but I'm going to go work on it now. I'll get it ready. So I'm like, okay, fine. So get the email alert that says that my order is ready. And of course, the curbside pickup was ending right, you know, a couple minutes away from where we were recording a podcast. So I had to go and leave to go get it. I get there. So I think we ended up stopping the recording at probably about 9:47 or something like that. Mm-hmm. 8:47. It was at 8:47 because curbside pickup ended at 9 o'clock. So it was about 8:47. The email from Walgreens says that let us know. They had a button that said I'm on my way, and they had a button that said I'm here. So it said use the I'm on my way button so we can know that you know you're on your way. So I clicked the I'm on my way button, and it asks you, you know, how far away are you? Are you 5 minutes out, 10 minutes out, 15 minutes, whatever? So I'm like, it's right up the street. I hit 5 minutes. So I tell the system that I'm on my way, put my shoes on, get in the car, ride up the street, get to Walgreens, get in the parking lot. It's like 8:51. I'm like, okay, cool. It's enough time. Hopefully they're not like upset that I'm coming like right before curbside pickup is done. But so I go to the email, I say, I'm here. And so it says, you know, what parking spot are you in? What color is your car? All this other kind of stuff. So I put all that stuff in. They're like, great. Team member will be out with your items in just a minute. They're like, if you don't, if there's nobody that comes out, you know, within 15 minutes, call the store. So I'm like, okay. I'm not going to bug them. I, you know, hit the I'm here button. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to wait. So I'm waiting. It was about 8:56. So I'm like, I am not going to be sitting here after 9 o'clock. And then they tell me that I can't get my toothbrush because the curbside pickup is done. So I just like, you know what? Whatever. I get out of the car. I go inside the store. There's literally, if there was more than two people in the store was packed. I walked in the store. I saw no one, but there was one guy. He was up one of the aisles. He was probably restocking a shelf or something. And so I go up to the front counter and he comes up. I say, hey, you know, I called earlier. I had a curbside pickup order. He was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So he got my name. He was like, yeah. And he brings me all stuff. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm sorry, you like for the mix up and everything. You know, we've just been real busy. I was like, yeah, no problem, I understand. He was like, yeah, you know, we're short staffed, and you know, like right now it's only me here. And I was like, oh, I feel like he thinks that I was kind of being a jerk about the whole thing. I was like, no, I totally understand. It's like that's happening everywhere. But I appreciate you know the toothbrush and everything. And so. I was telling the story to Michelle's cousins when we went to dinner, and our cousin made a very good point to where I did all of this to do the Walgreens like curbside pickup. The amount of time that I waited both times for them to bring out my order, I could have just as easily walked in the store, got the toothbrush, got the toiletry stuff, bought it and left and been fine. But I was like, hey, curbside pickup is a convenience. It's something that'll be a lot quicker. I won't have to worry about walking up and down the aisle looking for stuff. It took me probably three times as long as it would have taken me to just walk in and get a toothbrush.
See, it's the toothbrush. There's something about the universe doesn't want you to get a new toothbrush.
I don't know what it is. My toothbrush is like a nexus point in, I don't know, our timeline or something. I don't know what it is. And then the thing about it is I didn't even replace my toothbrush. I just used the one that I bought as a travel toothbrush. So my toothbrush that I've been using is still at home.
It's not even, it's just sitting there.
So I don't know what it is. I don't know why.
Watch out when you first use that toothbrush. Yeah. Watch your back or something. Yeah,
something's going to happen.
But I'm glad you finally ended up getting it.
Yeah, I did.
It's a long time coming.
The longest story I've ever had behind a toothbrush ever.
At least it's a good story.
Yeah. Oh, but it was fun. It's always fun getting back into to recording again after we skip a week or we miss a week.
Yeah, it's very true. I forgot that we did skip a week.
But to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.